Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Arizonans are going to be able to weigh in on this and enshrine abortion in our state's constitution in November. And I am confident that when given the opportunity, they will vote to protect abortion access.
Amen. Welcome to 1864, everybody. Jody, think women are chicks still going to be mad in November?
You think?
I think so. I don't even know what music to use for 1864. Does this work?
That works.
The old West. Oh, before Arizona was a state.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, and you thought they only, aren't they the ones that don't turn their clocks back except to 1864?
Right. Exactly.
You lived in Arizona.
I did.
Whereas John Fugelsang says it's a dry hate. Okay. Right. Leslie tweets, so Arizona just reinstated a near total abortion ban law from 1864, the year of the burning of Atlanta in the Civil War. Ladies, we are gone with the wind, livid. Let's turn out in November. Mm-hmm. It's speaking of Rovember. What's her name? Not Governor Filter? Carrie Lake?
Carrie Lake. She's flip-flopped on this.
Yes, it's so weird, isn't it, Chris? It's almost like no Republicans have any principles of any kind.
Right.
Just
right.
I don't think she's flip-flopped. She always said she was anti-abortion.
Right. They're trying to do whatever they think is going to help them win, but
right.
They have Trump.
Yes,
right.
2 years ago she said she was for bringing back this 1864 law.
Right.
Yesterday
yes.
She said this goes too far.
Right.
That's a flip flop.
Right.
Okay.
So now here's my question, Chris. Since she is still governor and has never conceded to Katie Hobbs,
right.
Can't she just do something about this?
One
can't she
think.
Just overrule this? And she
one
is
would think.
Empress of all she surveys. She's never. She's never conceded.
She's never conceded.
She still thinks she's governor. So
a concession
right?
isn't a requirement for not being governor.
Okay.
Yeah.
In case you hadn't heard, I heard it first from Katie Fang. The Arizona Supreme Court has now ruled that an 1864 law is valid that criminalized abortion by making it a felony punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison for anyone who performs or helps a woman obtain one.
Mm-hmm.
The decision which could, of course, shutter abortion clinics
well,
in the state.
Yes. This doesn't go into effect for a couple of
two weeks.
That's much better.
And
I feel better now.
And the Democratic Attorney General said that she will not prosecute anyone.
Right. So, yes.
And regarding this law. So,
yes.
Until November, women in Arizona are safe.
Yeah.
Until.
Don't you love waking up in a different Handmaid's Tale every day, Jody?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
All the people with the is currently in possession of a what's the word? Vagina. It's
uterus.
Uterus.
Yeah.
It's more important
that
actually.
Too. I haven't used any of it in a while. So
slightly more important. The uterus is actually the more important part
of
that.
Yes.
Really? Okay, good to know. Speaking of
how is your uterus?
Speaking of that, a lot of tumbleweeds. So I wouldn't really know which is which. There's a difference between a vagina and a uterus.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
When was the last time you dusted in there?
I do some light cleaning.
Okay, good.
Yeah, some light dusting.
Let's play some bread pledge around.
Okay. Yes. Oh, no, it's gracious. I spray a little poof and a little of that.
A poof?
A little of that Lumi.
Shower clean.
Lumi.
Am I the only one grossed out by those spray your hoochie commercials?
Yeah, you're the not Lumi the only lady? One. The Lumi lady's weird.
God, how, why weird. Are you, what are you eating? What are you doing? Are you showering? Why is your hooch so stinky, lady?
And also your underboob. Why does your underboob stink?
I don't know. My hooch smells like lavender and roses.
And dust.
Well, a little bit. You can't really smell that.
Vanilla.
Yes, yes. And patchouli.
Oh, no. Oh, no, God, no.
No, 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 no.
Patchouli is the worst
right now
smell
it's
on
sage.
Earth.
Right now it's sage because I'm cleansing. Okay. All right. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, your dusty if you're here on, if you're here on Earth 1, where Katie Hobbs is actually governor. Yeah. Here she is. Yes.
Not only will Arizonans have the chance to weigh in on this ballot measure, but they'll also have a chance to elect new legislators who will fight to protect their freedoms instead of taking them away.
Yes. You know what three words comes to mind after this ruling yesterday? Senator Ruben Gallego.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were just saying yesterday, we've got to get him for Phoenix Sexy Liberal. Come on, future senator.
Because he has a sense of humor. Katie Hobbs. She's a great she's a great governor, but
she's great.
She doesn't have a sense of humor.
I don't know that that's true.
That's true.
She looks just like my friend Karen, so I automatically love her. She does.
Doesn't she?
A little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, okay. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
It is really unconscionable that folks in Arizona now are going to have to go to Nevada, California, New Mexico, or Colorado to get the care that they need. And I'm glad there's organizations that are going to be helping them do that. But people across the country, Americans, should not have unequal access to their freedoms. And we need to work to restore those in Arizona.
Yeah, this is exactly what Donald Trump has done. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what, right, when he just, oh, it's up to the states. Well, here it is. Here it is, and you're fine with it, and you would sign a national ban.
He wouldn't.
Oh, my God. They're all... By the way, every time Katie Hobbs is on TV, I take a screenshot and I send it to my whole text chain of all our friends. And I'm like, look, Karen just got elected governor. Congratulations, Karen. I sent it to Robin Trish of...
Of Robin Trish.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Fran and Bill.
And their new dog.
Fran and Bill and Glenn and... And Wanda. Then, it's okay. Does anyone else on the same text chain that we're on from COVID? We've just never gotten off the same text chain because that was our only social life for 2 years.
I have like three text chains, and the most I have in one of them is four.
this is our whole friend group. I just sent Walter the dog in his latest singing, I Am Ken. Because it's just stuff like that now that is really important.
I'm only usually on a text chain either with you two or my mother and her husband.
Okay, let me tell you about my friend. Karen. She looks just like Katie Hobbs, so that's a funny running joke. Every time she's on TV, I'm like, look what else Karen just did.
I'm sure they love that joke.
But she's super smart. Karen is super smart. She wrote code that the Navy still uses. So we all suspect that she's in the CIA. So
she can't tell you.
I'll ask Valerie Plame when she does Albuquerque Sexy Liberal. Sure. Whether Karen, you know, works with her. Just do this if she does. Just wink. Yeah, just do that.
One of these.
You should bring Karen along as a prop.
There you go.
Yes. That's by the funny. Scruff of the neck.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't know her. You know her, don't you? Have you done missions together in Niger? Okay. All right. Anyway, what was I saying?
Karen will love that too, I'm sure.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sure. Especially if she is actually in the CIA. Yeah. This is really then great plan.
Yeah, then you'll scooter Libby your ass.
Oh, wow. One of my dearest friends, Karen. Oh, no. Okay. All right, one more. My friend Karen, or Katie
These
Hobbs.
Extreme legislators sent a fetal personhood bill to my desk that I was able to veto last year. This is a bill that would have paved the way for an Alabama-style ruling that would ban IVF. In Arizona, they're going after contraception. This doesn't stop at abortion.
Yeah, I just had to keep reading, get my head around. It's a 160-year-old abortion ban that could shutter clinics in the state. So way before Arizona became, Arizona.
State. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was the Arizona territory.
Right.
It wasn't the state of Arizona.
The ruling indicated the ban could only be prospectively enforced, and the court stayed the enforcement for 14 days. CEO Planned Parenthood Arizona said there's no really way to sugarcoat it. Today's a dark day for Arizona.
That's back when the Capitol was in Prescott, and nothing happened in Prescott.
Thank you for that Arizona fun fact.
Nothing. Ugh. Huh. Prescott.
Wow.
What?
I heard our turnout to Phoenix Sexy Liberal from the Prescott area.
Right. Oh, I mean,
nobody from Prescott is going to be going to Phoenix Sexy Liberal.
Hey, speaking of Sexy Liberal, Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker is going to be at the big LA show right before in November 2nd, isn't it? Right before the election.
Yep.
I just love that Mark Hamill tweeted, breaking, Mark Hamill has announced he will be supporting President Biden over Donald Trump. Thank you for your non-rockness.
Thank you.
The anti-rock,
yep.
I bring you Mark Hamill. I just love that he didn't, as any PR people or anything, just Mark Hamill announced that Mark Hamill announces.
Right.
That Mark Hamill is supporting Joe Biden. Okay. All right, where was I?
I'm sorry.
I was
your
back
dusty hooch?
In the old west. Yes, when me and my dusty hooch in my 1864.
Your bustle?
Laws. That's a fun fact. That's the last time I had sex is 1864.
Oh, good. Okay. Knock the cobwebs out of there.
Vanilla.
Yeah. Once you clear the tumbleweeds, I'm really quite supple.
Nobody.
Okay. What?
Nobody likes the surprise of going in there and getting a tumbleweed.
No, because it's like getting your cotton wicker. You know? Yeah, you gotta get it out of there.
Yeah,
then. Right. Or if it gets caught in the barroom doors, that's happened before. Once in 1987.
The twigs and berries.
Yes. Haven't you ever sat naked in wicker?
No.
Okay. Let's.
No.
Any man.
Well, you only do that once.
You don't sit naked in wicker.
I had a friend that did.
That's not smart.
Yeah, and he did get twigs and berries in there. He walked around with that sucker for a while.
Uh-huh.
Dragging
the ottoman.
Do you feel like this is the most off track we've gotten out of the gate in quite a while?
No, it's like
it's like my shoelaces were tied together when I went out of the gate and I just, just thunk.
I think Monday was similar.
Well, you know what? It makes a weird kind of sense that I'm talking about my hooch because we're talking about the Arizona Lady Bits Law.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's totally off the reservation.
That's what we should call it. The Arizona Lady Bits Law.
It's
alliteration.
Yeah, thank you. Robert Reich, making the same point I make all the time. Newsflash. If you outlaw abortions, dictate what educators can teach in schools, stop people from voting, you are not the party of limited government.
Thank you.
That is what we have to run on, Chris. Mm-hmm. All these, they've been running on that for years. Oh, big government. Oh, government overreach, right?
Your dad ran on that.
Yeah, they did.
That's true.
They did.
Yeah. The Democrats have one. What did they say? One hand in your pocket, and the other hand in everybody's business.
Mm-hmm.
So, but part of that was the whole. Look at Barry Goldwater.
Yes.
It was a very live and let live.
Arizona.
Pro-choice, pro-gay rights.
Arizona, very much.
Arizona senator.
I think he was born in Arizona before Arizona was.
Yes.
Quite honestly.
In the Prescott area? No.
God, I hope
just
not.
Just kidding. Phoenix.
No,
okay.
He was. I believe he was born in Phoenix. The Goldwater business became big in downtown Phoenix and spread out to like Scottsdale and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I forgot to ask you to get hold on ready. Wilson Phillips, thanks.
Oh,
Jody.
Yeah. Who's going to be on today?
Oh, yeah. You forgot to mention that
the
yesterday.
Owner?
Fart lady.
But I tweeted it because it was the perfect to tweet the bridesmaid's gif of Kristen. I said, I am Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph excited that Carney Wilson is going to be on the Stephanie Miller show tomorrow. And then I just hashtag hold on, hashtag one more day. That was perfect yesterday. I forgot to say it on the show, but then I could tweet hold on for just one more day.
One more day. But you didn't.
The owner of Toboggan, the world's best fart that's ever been recorded by an iPhone and named Carney Wilson will be joining us.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you.
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 Don't
I know you.
Never let anyone step all over you.
Don't.
Just open your heart.
This is the theme song
mind.
For this election year. Oh.
Is it really fair to feel this way inside?
Hold on, ladies. It's not far from November. One more day. Okay. Did I tell you how I met Carney? So, you know, my dear friend and cycling buddy, Debbie Boone, and her dear friend Allison, who's also my good friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you during COVID, that was the only reason I kept my sanity is we bike rode every Saturday.
Okay.
That was my entire social life was bike riding with Debbie Boone.
Right.
Yeah. Who did continually light up my life. Yes. But Allison one time was like, oh, do you mind if I bring my friend Debbie with us on our bike ride? And I was like, sure. And so we're, you know, it's like, as
uh-huh.
you do.
Right.
And she's like, oh, Debbie's like you. She can't be on the road anymore, you know, because of, you know, obviously the whole sexy liberal
sure.
crew got canceled.
Yep.
I was like, oh, what does little Debbie do?
What does little Debbie do?
And I was like, what? And I crashed into a tree. I was like, that the behind us? Because she had a helmet on. I was like, that's Debbie. But okay. So one day, Allison's like, oh, you know, my friend Carney lives, you know, near where we're. And I was like, I'm going to guess based on this experience that you mean Carney Wilson. She's like, yes.
Carney is a more unusual name than Debbie.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're all very good friends, and that's how I met her.
And
then she did Happy Hour, and that's how she played her farts for us
right.
that she had recorded on her iPhone and named
yep. mm-hmm.
Toboggan being the most memorable.
Carney's great. She's lovely.
Yeah. She's the sweetest person. So funny. So, like, down to earth. Mm-hmm. You would never
very
yeah.
much
believe
so.
It. It's amazing. All right. So excited. And also right in the middle, it's like Carney Wilson in the middle of a man-made sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Jody. You're the best radio chef in America. God bless the United States.
And her show's about food.
I know.
Yes.
I know. What's it called? Oh, Delicious. Sounds Delicious mm-hmm. with Carney Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Is debuting. What is it? Oh, Tuesday, April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I watched a video of her making something on Good Morning America. It was like an avocado thing that looked
oh, I'm
really,
sure it's
really good.
Mm-hmm.